Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this, our look at Wall Street for Thursday, February 25. First, out of balance, the story of the U.S. economy. Then a very positive durable goods report. All that and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Well, a century ago, in the 1920s, America was enjoying a boom not unlike what we're enjoying today. Little did they know that around the corner would come one of the most profound economic depressions in the country's history. For over 50 years, the U.S. had been building an economic colossus, the likes of which the world had never seen. Built on a production model, Smokestack America was the engine that drove this model. Massive factories like General Motors and Ford in Detroit, or U.S. Steel or Bethlehem Steel in Pennsylvania, were making the products that literally made America rich. Industrialists like Carnegie and Rockefeller were the captains of industry. This was the epitome of classical economics. It was right out of Adam Smith's playbook. In his opus, The Wealth of Nations, Smith explained that it is through a production economy that true wealth is built. And for over 50 years, America had built an economy that was decidedly one-sided. It was likely that nearly three-quarters of that economy was production-oriented. The consumption side of the economy took a back seat. Industry was the place to be. Wealth was concentrated in the hands of a few industrialists. And this was anything but a well-balanced economy. Unfortunately, it all came to an abrupt halt in the fall of 1929 when the stock market crashed. Overleverage and excess speculation had led to one of the deepest financial crises in history. Overnight, wealth was wiped out. Businessmen who the day before could be counted as wealthy were suddenly bereft, penniless in a day. The effect on the economy was devastating. Business activity ceased. Suddenly, everyone seemed to be broke. No one had the money to buy those goods produced at the massive factories. Production halted, workers were laid off, and the nation came to full stop. Enter a young economist from Great Britain to point out the obvious. Although he didn't use these words exactly, he said essentially, "Your factories are the marvel of the industrial world. Your goods produced the best. But your workers need the financial support to buy those goods. Without the balance of the consumer, you will not recover from this depression." Now, President Franklin Roosevelt jumped on this concept. He immediately put into place programs to help the working man. Programs like the WPA and Civilian Conservation Corps. He began the great social net which characterizes our country today. And for 100 years now, American politicians have followed this model, supporting the worker-consumer and restraining the producer. Today we have an economy that is equally as unbalanced as the one which headed into the Great Depression. Again, this economy is driven by three-quarters on one side of the production-consumption paradigm. But this time, it is the consumption side of the equation. And I have no doubt that if Keynes were alive today, he would again point out this imbalance. But this time, the remedy would be to support the ailing production side of the economy. Unfortunately, this is a lesson from history that is apparently entirely ignored by our current crop of politicians in Washington. Those who once again are proposing a stimulus package that is essentially 100% pro-consumption, ignoring the fact that while this may work for a month or two, until we get to encourage the production side of the economy and the jobs and steady income that would flow from it, I'm afraid this economy will continue to stagnate. It's like rowing a boat with just one arm. You seem to go around in circles. Now, there was some very good news on the economy this morning. First up, a drop of over 100,000 in new claims for unemployment, down to 730,000 for last week. Then a big jump in durable goods orders. They doubled in the month before with a 3.4% gain in January. Then two very interesting readings on inflation. First, the GDP price deflator and then the PCE price index, both showing a decline in inflation. In earnings today, positive results from Moderna, that's the pharmaceutical company, and Wayfair, the e-commerce site. And that's our look at Wall Street for Thursday, February 25. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.